Buenos dias, and that's very loud. Hey guys, another edition of Defenders of the Faith, and I'm very loud this time. On the vocals, and that's how I like to be. Yeah, nice and loud. Right, glad you all can make it. For all those people who can listen to the Refreshers show, and you missed out on an amazing hour of just winging it, you know. It was sort of a fun time. That's what happens usually when we do stuff live. We just usually just wing it. Right, open the show with the blackout, myspace.com/theblackout. That was off the album We Are The Dynamite, not off their latest album, The Best In Town. Just thought we'd open with a little bit of old school stuff. And they're doing the Kerrang! Relentless tour. They're playing the Roundhouse on the 4th, and they've added an extra date on the 5th this month. That means it's this week, so go get them. After that, we had the Foo Fighters with the amazing track My Hero. Can't believe we haven't played that already, but it's a good way to kick off 2010, baby. You've missed that, haven't you, Alex?
I have. That's like my favourite one.
Good. Right. We just had Outcry Collective there with articles. There's their latest album, myspace.com/Outcry Collective. Now, they're playing at the Purple Turtle for the Hot Damn Nightclub's birthday show, sort of. And it's going to be on the 20th of February, by the way. They're doing two shows, basically. It's like to celebrate Hot Damn's birthday, how long it's ever been going. If you're single, want to get drunk and want to brush up against people that are tattooed, sorry, Rich. If you want to have a good place to pick up chicks, basically, Hot Damn and Face Down are a good place to go. Face Down's this Friday, by the way, at the Scala. If you've got a fly, then you get in for a fiver. Great. Right, okay, a little bit of information now. We had Witch's Tune of the Week, which is by Incubus, and we had the Grammy Awards, which was on Monday night. And Brendan O'Brien, who produced the album off that track, obviously, which is Light the Grenades, Brendan O'Brien won Producer of the Year. And Rich also sent me notes about Kings of Leon, but to be honest, I think Kings of Leon are not a 2010 story. Anyways, a little bit of news. And now Down have announced that they're going to intend to record their eagerly awaited fourth album this year. So good old Philip, Jay and Selmo.
That'll be a return to form.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
And so basically the current plan of the band is to celebrate the band's NFL Super Bowl appearance against the Indianapolis Colts this Sunday, which is February the 5th, by the way. So yeah, that's pretty impressive. And then they're going to meet to discuss the band's brand new album with a view to recording by the end of the year. Right, moving on to our fresh meat. We're going to do this quickly, because then we've got loads of great stuff to come in, and I really want to see Rich, you know, spinning his head around and, you know, causing destruction like he did when I played Forsaken for him last year as a Christmas present. Good times. MySpace.com voice as I lay dying from the shadows of security. Their new album's coming out, but they've got YouTube videos to check up on, so check out their YouTube page. Right, we're gonna do this quickly because this is going to be cracking. Right, as you know, we have our heaviest of all heaviest of tunes that we put on once a week called the Heavy Hitter. You know, very in your face. Before we do that, we're going to have a little bit of info about Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst has just said on his Twitter page that the band is basically going to be releasing some new material sooner than expected for their new album, and they're going to have a single nearly ready to drop next month.
Want to get involved? Text 6300 and start your message with the word smoke.
Get on the shout box.
Online at smokeradio.co.uk.